Okay, we'll get started.
Fun night.
I'd like to say you're all welcome and invited to listen to myself. Give a little mustard to myself. You're all welcome to join in. Take what you can. We should all do this every Thursday night if we're not even at mustard. It's a good thing to do. Give mustard to ourselves. Others listen in, it's even better. You might actually listen if others listen in too, so. Vayakel Asam, that's nice to have everyone around. Vayakel Asam. Vayakel Moshe Asam. Okay. Parsha is it? What other Parsha is it? Shkolem. Shkolem. Shkolem, it's Vayakel. It's not always Vayakel, and Shkolem, as we know, it's an Iber Yor, it's a Shonim Uberd, it's a special Yor. If you're doing Daf Yomi, you get an extra month in there. If you're doing Tanya Yomi, you have to do a lot less per day. The last time I did Tanya Yomi, it was the last Shana Mubarak. It's a good time to start, though. A lot going on here. I brought a lot of books. I'm in a Rizhner mood, so bear with me. But before we get to the Rizhner stuff, because, like I said, I'm in a Rizhner mood, we're going to have to doing a little in Yana Diyoma. Today, of course, we're coming off the yard side of the Chidush Erim. Everyone knows what the Chidush Erim was, right? I went to Poland, no? Right? Leib was Chidush Erim.
He was the Talmud of the Kutzker.
There you go. Talmud of the Kutzker Rebbe. Yeah, I told you Leib knew. The Talmud of the Kutzker Rebbe, the founder of the Ger dynasty, the grandfather of Sfas Emes, but really almost like the father because his father passed away young. And Chidushim on Torah, Chidushim on Likutim, Chidushim on Shas. For those who have seen it or learned it, unbelievable, unbelievable Torahs. And the founder, one of the greatest Chassidusim today. We all know what Ger is. We all know where Ger is. It's everywhere. He says, we're going to start off with a little bit of, get into the Dalet Parshas. I'm going to Dalet Parshas, of course. So the first one starts this week, Shkolem. Okay, other bays. Our second chance on Simcha begins with Shkolem. Starts with Shkolem. Shabbos says, says the Chidush Erim, who yakar ma'od sha'atif ha'chayim shenos ma'adam Baruch Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Okay, this Shabbos, Parsha Shkolem, is kind of a big deal. Kind of like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'sukkas bo'er b'kirbo. A little bit of sukkas in there too. Throw it in, why not? U'b'chodashim elu hu motzi mikoach alapol she'adar v'nisam him inyan echad im elo v'tishrei. Everything about Shkolem, about now, about what we're doing, is koach alapol. Okay. Rishis chachma. Koach alapol. Not just having koach within you, but actually using it. Okay? You could take karate for 14 years, but you're never cool until you punch someone in the face. We all know that. So there's koach and there's poa. It's only good if there's poa. We all have lots of kochas here, a lot of kochas. We all know that too. Poa, I'm not so sure how much pulos we have, how much we actually do with the kochas that we have. But nevertheless, this is a zman for koach ala poa, for taking that koach, for taking what we have in us and bring it into action. She'adar v'nisan heim inyan echad. Adar and Nisan come, they're together, right? What's the end of the year? According to the Torah, Adar is the end of the year. Nisan is the beginning of the year. Just like El and Tishrei. Now, what's the difference between El and Tishrei and Adar and Nisan? Rak be'adar v'nisan hu besimcha ve'elu v'tishrei hu be'ema u'be'ira. Okay? We have the Yom Narayim, El and Tishrei, says the Chidush Erim. We have El and Tishrei, everything's scary, everything's in fear, and yes, I know, happiest day, and we all believe that because we saw the Gemara's on it, but like, Tachlis, it's pretty scary, it's pretty intense, it's very intense. Shana Aleph, I'm sure it was like a punch in the face for you, first real Yom Narayim in Eretz Yisrael. It's good practice back there, it was nice. But is Be'im u'b'yira, but Adar v'Nisan is the same thing, right? What's Purim? Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim, okay? Purim is Yom Kippur. In fact, the other way, Yom Kippur is Purim. Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim. What's the main thing and what's the secondary thing? The main thing is Purim. Yom Kippur is Kippurim. It's like Purim. Okay? Why? Because the ultimate way to do something is not just because we have fear of it, not because Kafaleim Hakig is because Kadosh Baruch Hu forced us into it, rather because we want to. There's Simcha. Kimu v'kiblu. We were Mekabel b'tshuva because we wanted to. We were Mekabel b'ahava as the Torah. This parasha a little bit. Shkalim begins that. We're beginning that now. It began a little, we got a little extra this week, but we're beginning it a little bit more. Now that was the Shkalim. What about the Dalet Parashios? So here we got the Rishner. Now that Chusherim's Yotzei check. The Rishner says in the Dalet Parashios, Amar Inyan Arba Parashios, Amarat Tzadikim, Shebedalet Parashios, excuse me, Marana Sabah Kalei Shisra Amar Yishun Chusher Yen Lenu Hiflik, Me'od Baro Maila Sa'arba Parashios Akshurim Ke'echad Zebazeh, Raza V'darich Yavodah HaTmima. Okay, the Dalet Parashios is a big deal. Okay, he's not the only person to bring it in. Chassidus, and he's not. And it's not just Chassidus. The Dalet Parashios were put in not by Chassidim; they were put in by Chazal. It's definitely a big deal if Chazal were adding these four Parashios and saying these are the Parashios that go up till Nisan, from other till Nisan. Okay, that's it. It's just like Elul Tishrei, just like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. You have those days in between. These are the days in between Adar and Nisan, in between Purim and Pesach. And he says, "B'raze v'darach avodah tmim, v'hini yisod itan l'chol hashana kula." And it's not just a stam order. We know Chazal didn't put things in stam orders, just like God didn't put things in stam orders. Everything's in a specific order for a specific reason. And he says, "Here's the order." We know that the order is Shkalim, Zachar, Para, and Chodesh, right? Parsha Shkalim, Parsha Zachar, Parshas Parim, Parshas Achodesh. And why, says the Rishner, why that order? Shkalim, kishet tishchol bedatcha es ma'asecha u'machshavosecha la'asosam k'roi. What do you need to do? A mishkal. You need to weigh out yourself. What have we done right? What have we done wrong? Cheshbon ha'nefesh. Figure out what we're doing. That's what this parsha is all about. That's what this week, and the next week, we get 2 weeks. That's what they're all about. Figuring out, what do I need to do? What have I done right? How can I do it better? Everything. Now, once we've done that, we're going to get to Parsha Zachar. Okay? What's Parsha Zachar, says the Rishner? Azoy tavo lidei zechira b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to remember why you're doing things. Why am I remembering all these things? Why am I trying to make myself a better person? And when you remember yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers you. And you build a relationship. And what happens when you build a relationship? Parsha's para. Mitocha zechira tavol letara. Para, the para duma. Now that we're building a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can now begin to be a little tahor, to clean ourselves out a little bit more. Of that level, of gaining a little bit, of not just growing yet, but at least we're cleaning ourselves out, we want to grow. And after that comes Parsha's Achodesh. Mitocha tahara bayim litchachus betora. V'avas Hashem Yisbarach. After you're mitahir, after you're all clean and pure and good, you're new and you're ready to go. Just like Yom Narayim. It's tshuva. It's tshuva b'simcha. It's not tshuva b'yira. It's not out of fear. Now's the time for tshuva b'simcha. Okay? We even have more time because it's b'nacha, b'simcha. Okay? And after, once you're at Hitchatshus, it's not that you're all of a sudden you're a better person. Now you can begin fresh. It's not just one time of the year. We have Yom Kippur Katan every month. But here's the time that we can do a Pesimcha. That's what the Dalet Parshios are. Now we'll get into our Parsha a little bit. A little bit. Maybe a lot of it. Take a break. Hold up one of the Rishonim. I don't hear the Kliyaka or anyone. No? Nobody heard of the Kliyaka. You heard of the Kliyakar, huh? It's a Kliyakar. Fascinating Kli, huh? Fascinating guy. He's got a bomb caution. If you haven't read the Kliyakar in the Parsha ever, you know I'm arts and you should. It's good for you. It's good for you to read the Kliyakar. It really is. Elu dvarim asher tziva Hashem la'asosam. How does the parsha start off? Parsha's Vayakel. Excuse me. Yeah. Vayakel Moshe is kol, right? Paraklam and Hebazagalaf. Yakel Moshe is kol adas b'nei Yisrael. V'yomar alehem, gather all the nation of Am Yisrael and say to them, Eila hadvarim asher tziva Hashem la'asosam. These are the things of that which I command you to do. And what does he command them to do? Anyone else?
Shabbat.
Huh? Shabbat. Here is the second pasuk. Sheish etamim tasem lacha. Uviyom ha-shvi yeh lachem kodesh. Shabbat shabbaton. Lashem kol asak bo melacha mot yumat. Ot varesh b'chol mashvotechem b'yom ha-shabbat. And then the parsha talks about the Mishkan. And everything about the Mishkan. This Mishkan, how you build it, and what you need in it. And that's the entire parsha and the next parsha too. Now, Kli Yakar has a question. It says, Dvarim Shnayim B'mashma. What is the Pasuk talking about? Eila HaDvarim Asher Tziva Hashem La'Sososam. These are the things of which I command you to tell. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Am Yisrael about Shabbos. And he says, the Pasuk says, Eila HaDvarim. Dvarim is mashma, two things. What's the deal here? There's not two things, there's one thing. And there's only one thing that Moshe tells them. Keep Shabbos. He says over here, Ki mitzvah Shabbos ki in lo mashe dvarim kai gam ala mishkan shezkir acher, kach shere nema zah dvar shetziv Hashem, im kein bazah dvar mishkan amar umani mikayim ilo dvarim. So Rashi over here famously says, what does Rashi say? Anyone know? Rashi says that it's talking about the Mishkan. Okay, after that, he commands him to build the Mishkan. But what's the problem with that? The problem was that, is that, Asher Tziva Hashem, at the beginning of it, Pasuk Dalet, V'yomer Moshe Eskol Adas Bnei Yisrael Lemor Zeh Hadavar Asher Tziva Hashem Lomar. Says Hadavar. So again, the question is, of the Kli Yakar. Parsha opens up, Eila Hadvarim Asher Yasa La'Sosam. This is what you tell Am Yisrael, Hadvarim, the things that you tell them. There's only one thing that he's supposed to tell them, and that's about Shabbos. One thing. Pasuk says Dvarim. So Rashi wants to say, no, it's talking about the Mishkan too. Kli Yakar says, no, it's not Rashi. It's not actually. Because why? Because when it commands him to talk to the Adas B'nai Yisrael about the Mishkan, it says, Zeh Davar Shetziv Hashem Lemor. It already says Davar over there. So there's a different Davar. It's a different commandment of a different saying. Why does it say Dvarim here? Doesn't make any sense. So, Bam Kasha, everyone turns to it. He has his own answer, and he kind of helps Rashi out with the Mishkan. We're not going to get into it too much. It's not as exciting, you know? Now, back to the Rishner, a few parashiyos later, because I can. The Rishner says over here, and he asks, "Dekashemai yon Shabbos l'Mishkan." He asks a side question: why, in general, is Shabbos written next to Mishkan? Now, anyone have an answer here? What does Shabbos have to do with Mishkan? Malacha. Very good. That's how we learn out. Malacha. That has to do with Shabbos because there's some chlaparshios. But he says, "Dekashemai yon Shabbos l'Mishkan." What is it doing next to it? Why didn't it just have a pasuk like Shabbos Mishkan? Amen. Kikai be'inyan Mishkan ve'kamer ocha Shabbos. Acha emes hu ki Shabbos shava l'Mishkan. Shabbos is equal to the Mishkan. Shabbos, Mishkan, same place. Right? Shabbos, Mishkan. We got that. We're good. We're good at math. I'm telling you. I know, in high school days, I wasn't so good, but now I'm better. V'arayah shu osu l'inyan lam tes melachos. Just like you guys said, exactly what the Rishner says. Lam tes melachos. They're exactly Shabbat, they're the same thing. The malachas that we can't do on Shabbos are the malachas that you do in the Mishkan on the 6 days. What is the inyan of the Mishkan? She'asu dvarim gashmiyin ve'chinu otam l'mishkan. You take dvarim gashmiyin, you take material things, and you prepare them for the Mishkan. Okay? The Mishkan is actual work, physical malacha, literally malacha. Hainu shetavu v'irgu mitoch dvarim gashim nasa Mishkan. And from making physical things, you make a Mishkan. Meaning you can't have a Mishkan without a wall. If it's missing one thing, the Mishkan, it's not a Mishkan. It needs to have the wall, it needs to have the paruchas, it needs to have the mizbeach, it needs to have all these things in order to be the Mishkan. Umahu ha-Mishkan, shebo hayu izgalus alokus yotel mikol ha-makomos. What was the Mishkan? The center of Kedusha. Where Kadosh Baruch Hu was mizgalo, where he was revealed. He was revealed in the Mishkan. V'shabbos, hu gam kein izgalus alokus. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is the same idea of revealing God. Hainu shenitosef b'kol echad miYisrael neshama yetera. Why? Because we take upon ourselves a neshama yetera, therefore we're holier. V'amar Hashem yitvarach sheShabbos gam kin yuchol yasos aadei dvarim gashmian. Ah. Shabbos in itself is exactly like the Mishkan, and the Mishkan is like Shabbos. How does the Mishkan work? You put all these divrei gashmias together, and when they all form one thing, then it reveals the oneness of God in the holiest of places in the Mishkan. He says Shabbos works the same way, the opposite way. Everything is holy, and now we can be Mekadesh, the Gashmi. Now it's time to be Mekadesh, the material. When a person does a malacha, okay, during the week, and his kavanah is to do it l'shem shemayim, Memele nasa Shabbos. What's he talking about now? Shabbos? He's talking about Shabbos? Practice? Talking about practice? Shabbos? He's not talking about Shabbos here. He's talking about the week. The week is when we do melacha. Sheshes yomim ta'asem melacha. V'yom ha'shvi shabbat la'ashem. Sheshes yomim ta'asem melacha. When you're doing the melacha during the week, that's the gashmias of the Kedusha that's revealing the holiness of Shabbos. If it's L'Shem Shemayim. If it's L'Shem Shemayim. V'zeyu inyin Shabbos Shabbat L'Mishkan. V'zeh sh'amar Hashem Yitvarach sheshet v'im ta'aseh malacha. 6 days a week do the malacha. Hainu L'Shem Shemayim. And it needs to be L'Shem Shemayim. Those 6 days when you do malacha, everything you need to do in those 6 days needs to be L'Shem Shemayim. Doesn't matter if you're sitting at a table at 12:30 in the morning. Doesn't matter if you're on your way to the bathroom. Everything needs to be L'Shem Shemayim. Umemela ubiyom ha'shvi yelechem kodesh Shabbat Shabbaton L'Hashem. And if you have 6 days of malacha that are L'Shem Shemayim, just like building the Mishkan has to be L'Shem Shemayim, so too your Yom HaShvi will be Shabbat L'Hashem. That's going to be when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed to you and you're going to have really Shabbos. But he continues. V'zehu inyan gam ki ma sheshalu oto kama v'kama anashim ha'mekorim etzlo. A bunch of people ask me, personally, he says, V'yina machshava zorosu gam kein kach. Our thoughts, our void thoughts, our dumb thoughts that rush through our heads. D'kishe adam osa kol l'shem shemayim. When a person does everything l'shem shemayim, as a memele ain lo machshava zoros. If you do everything l'shem shemayim, you're not going to have bad thoughts. You're going to have dumb, stupid thoughts. If you're really doing things l'shem shemayim, you're not going to have dumb thoughts. That's not it. You're going to continue to do things L'Shem Shemayim. Now you're thinking, what are you talking about? Dumb thoughts come to me all the time. Machshav Azaris come to me in the middle of Shemon Esrei. The Tanya talks about it all the time. Machshav Azaris come to us in the middle of Shemon Esrei. It comes in passing. It's not even up to us often. Ach b'avonoseinu harab b'dor hazeh, he says, and this is, okay, 250 years ago, b'avonoseinu harab b'dor hazeh, in the original generation, with our many sins, who is going to find this person where all of his kavanas are Shem Shemayim? Come on. Even the Rishon is saying in his generation, maybe Tola. Maybe. But only because he's Sephardi. It's like a... We'll get into that. We should. No, we should get into that. We should all get into that. L'chaim. So he says, honestly, like, we're talking, I'm saying, our generation, we're gonna find a person who does everything I call the Shem Shemayim. Maybe there's like one or two. This dude who comes sits downstairs. You might have seen him. People say him. Maybe I don't know if you know who he is. Speaks English. But are we really gonna find anyone the Shem Shemayim? Ach beklalus yesh. Tachas there is, he says. There are people who do a kol hashem shemayim, but like, come on, like a handful of people. Ki ish echad osa mitzvah, but no, even more than that. Ish echad osa mitzvah zu, v'ish echad osa mitzvah zu. One person does this mitzvah, one person does that mitzvah, another person does this mitzvah, another person does that mitzvah. V'zeya gamkim kavonos Moshe. This is the kavonos of Moshe, shehikel kol ha'eda. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu ask him? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? V'yakel esa'am. Why did he need to bring the whole Am together? Vayakel, kehila, to bring them all as a kehila. Why vayakel asam? Umistama bechlalus yesh adam shiya kavanoso akol Hashem shamayim. Because within all those people, two things. Two things. Number one, there's going to be one guy in all of Am Yisrael who does something akol Hashem shamayim. But also, with his mitzvah, and his mitzvah, and his mitzvah, everyone's going to have some mitzvah that they're all going to come together and be l'shem shemayim. Vayakel asa'am. Vayakel asa'am. Okay? That's the difference of 10 people and 9 people. Okay? It's a famous... I don't know if it's famous. It's famous to me because I like it. So it's famous. I saw it in Tzfat. There's a quote on the board in Tzfat. And it didn't attribute it to anyone's name. It was a quote. I don't know. I don't think there's any copyright in Tzfat. So I don't think it's a big deal. But it said, 9 kings don't make a minyan, but 10 farmers do. 9 kings don't make a minyan, but 10 farmers do. You understand? It's very strong, okay? That's Tzfat. Tzfat actually wrote it. Mr. Tzfat wrote it himself. I'm telling you, that's Tzfat. Vayakel asam. And when 10 people are coming together, when a kahal is coming together, it's l'shem shemayim. There's every mitzvah is covered. Everyone has their issues, but everyone has their pros that they can push in as well. Hakol l'shem shemayim. That's why we learn with the chavrusa. Okay, it's not 10, but it's one more. It's one more that can be mashlim us and what we're missing. That's what a chavrusa is supposed to be. If one guy's reading the whole time, not good. Unless that's his problem, and the other guy's really good at reading. We need to be mashlim each other in chavrusas. It's a huge deal. We need to be able to come together to work together in order so that we can grow, so that we're mashlim ourselves. Now back to the Rizhner again, because I'm Rizhner mode. And this story got me of how important this echad. V'yakel asa'am. It's such an important concept of everyone coming together. All right, what's going to bring Mashiach? All right, when everyone comes together, it's really a thing. It happens. It really is. I know we don't believe in him. He hates me. He doesn't like me. It happens, okay? If you make it happen, it's that much better. If you learn with the guy who you wouldn't learn with normally, for whatever dumb reason, you won't. Even though you know it's the best thing for you. V'yakel asa'am. That's what's going to be mashlem you. Harav HaKadosh Mirzhin Siper, and the Rizhner tells a story. I love this story. I saw it today for the first time, and I heard it. I'm in love with it. I'm in love with it. Ma'aseh Shehaya. It's a story. Okay, it's not a mashal. It's a story. Okay, some people attribute it to other people, but he just calls it a mashal. It's a story that happened. Ish muchsan ashir shloya yachal itpalo v'sachar lo malamin ad shiyom adu. It was a very rich man. A very, very rich man. Okay? And the rich man didn't know how to daven, didn't know how to read Hebrew, didn't know how to read a siddur. He was a rich man, and he wanted to get closer. I don't know, he found Chabad, and he wanted to get closer to Judaism, and he needed to learn Hebrew in order to daven, learn how to read it and say it. So he hired a melamed. He was rich. And the melamed taught him how to read. And how do you learn how to read? I don't know if we all remember, right, before a siddur plays. From a sitter, Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Abba, God, sounds like, all right, we make baby sounds. My daughter, she doesn't even have a sitter. She's already holding now. She's good. But, although, Tara can bought her a Tanakh, actually. I have something, I don't know, something going on. But, the story goes that he hires a malamed, this guy. He hires a malamed. The malamed teaches him Hebrew, and he teaches him through the sitter in order so that he could daven. And in order to daven, you need to learn how to practice, just like any language, you need to practice a language. So he practices with his sitter, And he was taught that when you see two yuds together in a siddur, okay, that's the Shem Hashem. Right? Most siddurim don't write the full out Shem Hashem. Shem Avaya, a lot do these days, but most do not. Yours does, for sure. Like, in a lot of different forms and whatever. But he knows Kabbalah, this guy. So. But when in most Ashkenazi siddurim, so two yuds is Shem Hashem, we know that. So he was told, when you read it, say Ado, you say Shem Hashem. Now he got to the end of a sentence, and a semicolon, and he read it as Shem Hashem. He saw two dots, and he's like, oh, two yuds, Ado. So his teacher says to him, Amar lo malamed, teide, kishashne yudin omdim bashava zeh tzalzeh, Hushem. No, you got it wrong. When the two yuds are standing next to each other, when they're next to each other, so that's Shem Hashem. Aval ke shnei yudin omdim ze al ze, when one is on top of another, Husof Pasuk. That's the end of a Pasuk. That's not God's name. So the Rishon finished telling the story and he said in Yiddish, is this ein obtrat? Okay? Took me a long time to figure out what this word upshot means. I had to call my father in the States. And he finally got it for me. Upshot. Anyone know this word upshot? I'll give it $100 right now if you know what the word upshot means. Not really. Yes, but no. Upshot. Yes, but no. It could, but no. You don't get the $100 because I don't want to get to it. Upshot means to step on. To trample on. He's asking a question. Is this ein Obtrat? Is this how we trample on Jews? What's the nimshal over here? What's the nimshal over here? When it's two yudin, when Jews can stand side by side next to each other and play off each other and connect and make a word, as Baal Shem Tov brings, you have two letters, each one is a world within itself, and two letters make a world, that's two worlds combining. That's three worlds combining, however many letters are in the word. It's about Shem Tov, famous. And it's Amarat Tefila. But when two yuds come together, that makes Shem Hashem. That makes Shem, if they know how to come together. But when one yud is on top of the other yud, when one chavrusa is on top of his other chavrusa, or vice versa, or when one guy is on top of another guy, Sof Pasuk. It ends over there. It doesn't work that way. Beautiful, mashal. So important. It's really so important. Is that we're going to go to the Ole Yaakov. Back to the Kli Yaakov. And remember the question of the Kli Yaakov? What was the question of Kli Yaakov? Oh, you got it. Yeah. You got it. Kli Yaakov?
Yeah.
Yes. What is it?
I remember the question.
Yeah. Yeah. Kli Yaakov says again, the question is, why does it say Eila HaDvarim? These are the things. There's one thing that he was supposed to say, and that was Shabbos. One thing that he was supposed to say. Eila HaDvarim. So the Ole Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Hisyatin, Tzchus Yegen Aleinu, who lived during the war in Tel Aviv, and lived during Hakamas HaMadina in Tel Aviv. His place is still in Tel Aviv. He doesn't live there anymore. He's buried in Tveria. Okay? There are people out there like this. Ubezem Turetzas Kushas Kli Yaakov. He says, ah, I got the answer now. Figured it out. We're not going to do the first half because, I don't know, they gave me like a kind of a time limit. Vayakal Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Vayomer alehem eila dvarim asher tziva shem lasosam dvarim shnayim b'mashma. Like, just a question. Asher v'halo b'pazak haba yishana rak mitzvah Shabbos. Then there's only one mitzvah after that, and that's Shabbos. And you can't say that the Kavana, as he's answering Rashi's question again, is on Shabbos and Maisa Mishkan. It's not also talking about Mishkan. Shari Achrei Mitzvah Shabbos, the Mitzvah Maisa Mishkan, Kasuv Zeh, Hadavar Asher Tziva Hashem. By Mishkan, it says Hadavar Asher Tziva Hashem. So it's a different Davar that was commanded. It wasn't in the Dvarim of the original that was before Shabbos. Ulam Lefi Mashik Dam Nunicha. Says the Husyadner here, Ah, I got it. There are two dvarim there. Let's read the pasuk again. What's the pasuk say? Vayakel Moshe kol adap bnei Yisrael v'yomer lehim eila hadvarim asher tziva Hashem la'asos osam. First mitzvah. Sheish yes yamim ta'aseh melacha. Second mitzvah. Uviyom hashvi yelachem Shabbos kodesh. Two mitzvahs, he says. Two mitzvahs. Ulam lefi mashik damru nicha sheish yamim ta'aseh melacha muvan sheizkarnu gamu mitzvah. Sheish yes yamim ta'aseh melacha, the 6 days of melacha is also a mitzvah. Ve'al melacha kazu kivnu ba'avos d'Rabbi Nasan ba'amram Ahu v'sa malacha, love the malacha ki shame. Oh, love the malacha you do, malacha, meaning the things you do during the week. Okay? If you're a farmer, that's farming. If you're an accountant, that's accounting. If you're learning. That's also a job, by the way. So don't do work during davening, okay? You shouldn't learn too much during davening, okay? It's not good for you. Daven. Side point. But whatever work you're doing during the week, love it. Ki shame, ki shame shatar nisna bebrit, kacha malacha nitna bebrit. Just like Torah was given at Har Sinai Bibrit, so too was the Malacha. Shenemar sheish yamim ta'avod v'asita kol melachtecha v'yom ha'shvi'i shavat la'Hashem Elokecha. And that's the pasuk it brings. Two mitzvos. Sheish yamim ta'aseh melacha. The 6 days of the week and Shabbos. The second mitzvah of Shabbos. V'zeh shemevi me'or enayim is what the Chernobyler brings b'shem ha'besh. In the name of the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov says, Nisat v'nitez be'amuna klomar Sholner so being in Isnaguto Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz. Masa Umatan. Malacha Umunos. All the things we do in the week. Our work. He to ask us Masa Umatan Ob Malacha Hu Gamken Avoda V'Torah. When we're doing our Avoda, when we're doing our Malacha, even if it's not Torah, it's Gamken Avoda V'Torah. Ima Adam Halomides HaTorah L'Shem HaBorei Baruch Hu. If a person learns Torah, l'mashal, imu lomeda mishnah, hamachlef para bechamor, a person learns the switch, the para and the chamor, a random mishnah, hu chashiv ma'od levnei borei. So you're fantastic. You keep Shabbos, you're an amazing Jew. You learn Torah, you're an amazing Jew. We're all amazing Jews. Kenim osa davar zem v'snaga pi ha'Torah, chashiv hu ma'od levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he actually does that, does the halacha of the mishnah, as opposed to just learning it, like the Reishis Chachma brings over and over again in his Akdama, Almanas Lasos, mitzvahs are Almanas Lasos, in order so that we can fulfill them, to do them, if we can actually do our Sheish Yasmim Tavod, Malachtecha, Tasa Malachtecha, our Malachas are just like our Shabbos, if we can take our Torah and make it also something that we do, Chashuv Hu Ma'od Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's really Chashuv in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein b'malacha ob'umenato imu midnag v'avoda v'mlachto al pi ha'Torah. And so too with regular work. Regular work, he says. Says the Baal Shem Tov, if you're a wagon driver, and you're a wagon driver al pi Torah, v'avtarech ha'kamochem with the people you bring, you're a water carrier, you give this guy a discount because he's poor, that's more chashev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the guy who's sitting and learning about being chashev, and how to be shtark, and how to be chashev, but just sitting and learning all day. He's Chashiv too. He's Shabbos. But he's not Sheish Yes Yamim Ta'aseh Melachtecha and Shabbos. That's more Chashiv. B'yator hu osik b'torah afilu b'shas malachta. And he says, hu osik b'torah afilu b'shas malachta. That's being osik b'torah b'malachta. Okay? Chassidus is saying it here. Some people know it as modern orthodoxy, whatever you want to call it. But our mundane things are supposed to be Kodesh as well. This is a table, but it doesn't just have to be a table, it can be a tish. A cup of wine can be a kos, shal yayin. Everything can be Mekadesh. Everything can be Mekadesh. The famous Torah of the Organas. In fact, I recommend to all of you, you should all have a Torah on Shabbos. A Dvar Torah on Shabbos. You ever get stuck, you're always good at a Shabbos table. Side point. Always have it on Shabbos. This was mine on Shabbos. So now I can't use it anymore. Is this worth it? Whatever. The Oregano is Talmud Baal Shem. So, really famous Pasuk Vayichul, right? Beginning of Gracious. Shouldn't read the Pasuk if it's not in front of me. Vaychulo shemayim va'aretz v'chol tzvam. God created the heavens and the earth and everything inside of it. Vaychal liyim b'yom ha'shvi melachto asher asa. Vayishbot b'yom ha'shvi mikol melachto asher asa. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Vaychal liyim b'yom ha'shvi stopped from the melacha that he was doing, mimlachto asher asa. He stopped working on the seventh day, right? Vayishbot b'yom ha'shvi, and what did he do? Took a nap. Took a break. Took a nap. Calmed down. Mikol melachto asher asa, from all the hard work that he did. Just worked 6 hard days. Seventh day comes. All right. Mental health day. Mental health. I need a day off. I need a day off. Get my things in order. I need a day off. Now, the pasuk continues. Vayivarech Elohim at yom ha'shvi'i vayikadesh oto. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He was vayishbot b'yom ha'shvi'i mikol melachto asher asa. He rested from the work that he did in order so that he could bless the day. In order so that he could be mekadesh the day. Shabbos is not about sleeping through it and getting as much menucha as possible. That's not what Shabbos is. Shabbos is now that I've worked over sheshes yamim tasa melachtecha, now that I've done all that work, I now have the ability to have this day and make it kodesh l'Hashem. And I'm going to sleep through it just because I had so much chal that is crazier than any sleeping pill that you could ever do. Works so much better. Not even chal, even schnitzel does it these days. Everything's covered. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't rest on the seventh day. Kadosh Baruch Hu rested from the work that he did, nor said vayivrech limtim shiva yikadesh oto. Or said he can be mekadesh, it says the Araganas. Kivo Shabbat mikol melachto asher bara lim lasot. The Shabbos mikol melachto. And the melacha needs to be to your Shabbos as well. If the sheshes yamim tasa melachtecha is not to your Shabbos is not going to be as good, and vice versa. You could be mekadesh yom shemayim the whole week, but then when Shabbos comes, if you're not Shabbos, you sleep right through it, the whole week could go kaput. You'll sleep through Sunday. You'll get into your sleepy moods. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. I'll do one more. Orle Yaakov. I was going to bring it up to know my mouth. We don't have time. Time's it. So early still. But Thursday night. I'm so awake. I love this. So there's a minhag. Shorish minhag Yisrael lehakel b'Shabbos. There's a minhag on Shabbos. For those who don't know, there is a minhag on Shabbos to go to shul. Okay, people go to shul on Shabbos. Okay? Sometimes the rabbi even speaks. Sometimes people even stay. Usually not, but sometimes. Stay awake. No, that's a mile that we won't even talk about. It's not in our door. Not in our door. We wouldn't hold anyone accountable for that. We understand. Shorish minhag Yisrael l'hakel b'Shabbos l'davar l'shmo divrei Torah. To get together and talk divrei Torah at the Shabbos table, to get together at shul and hear the rabbi speak, there's a minhag of that, okay? It's not just like a thing because of Shabbos and like there's no like computers and TVs, so like, well, I guess we'll like go to shul and watch the rabbi. Or like, if there's food, like, we'll have discussion. No, it's actually a minhag, believe it or not. Maybe even more so. Rabbi Seinu Balei Gada Omrim, Mitchilas HaTorah V'yad Sofa Ein Ba Parsha Shnema Bresha V'yakel. From the beginning of the Torah until the end of the Torah, there is no other parsha that starts out V'yakel. No other parsha. V'yakel. Kehila. To bring the Kehila together. No other parsha. Ela Zos Bilvad, says the Husyatner again. Rather, only this one. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Asei Lecha Kehilos. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayakel Asa'am, make for yourself Kehilos, make communities. V'darsh Lefnei Barabim. And what did he need to do? Talk about Shabbos. Shabbos. On Shabbos, you get together, you talk Divrei Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu's job was to go around to the different Kehilos, says Yisyatner. What he was telling, what Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, is on Shabbos, get everyone together and give them drashas. Talk Torah. Talk Torah. That's what you're supposed to do. Not a day of rest. It's a day of resting from the 6 days. It's not a day of rest. In order so the future generations will learn from this. L'hakyo kehilos b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. In order that every Shabbos, all the communities will get together. L'ilmodu, l'horos, l'Yisrael, divrei Torah, to talk and to teach divrei Torah. Nira mizeh shehaya b'Shabbos. And this is what Shabbos is about. Yimacharas Yom Kippur. Rashi says that the next day was supposed to be Yom Kippur. So might have been talking about that as well. Im kein lo etak hakila b'Shabbos. So, if the next day was Yom Kippur, according to Rashi, then why wouldn't he get them together on Shabbos? It couldn't have been Shabbos. V'chipasti mikor ledevrei Rashi v'medrashi chazav lo mansati. So I looked for this mikor from Rashi, of this medrash, and I didn't find it anywhere. He says, I couldn't find it. V'mizrachi kotev, the Mizrachi writes, ki al yesod smichos aparshios, Rashi kein. We know that, okay, Rashi writes Mishkan, so it's the same thing. Achein Aram Barzuz goes about pasuk v'yimachras she'ein akavras v'yimachras mamish ayin shamanimik. Fine, but he continues the midrash now, the same midrash. Gami turetzes kushias kliyakar b'lashon akasuv eila hadavarim asher tziva Hashem lasozosa. He also answers over here another answer of the kliyakar. He says, I think I got another answer for the Kliyakar, he says. Again, that same question of the Kliyakar, Dvarim lasototam. It's one thing. It's just Shabbos. Why are you telling him to tell things? It's just thing, and it can't be the Mishkan, because it's just this thing over there. So it's talking about some other thing, not this thing. What is it talking about? Two things, asks the Kliyakar. So the first answer was, the Malacha. The Malacha is also a commandment. He says, I have another answer. Dvarim shnayim mashma umashir lo amar lam b'pal mahu ki im mitzvah Shabbos. Same question. Ki nitzdavu b'oso zman shtei mitzvahs. But he says, again, there are two mitzvahs. Aleph, mitzvah Shabbos, the mitzvah of Shabbos that we know, and bet, mitzvah kahela b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, l'daber divrei Torah me'inyanei ayom. He says, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to get together and be mekadesh the yom, to talk divrei Torah. The other commandment was vayakel asa'am, he says. One was Shabbos, to tell them about Shabbos. The other thing was to get them together. That was the commandment. It was actually a mitzvah to learn Torah with your chavrusa, to learn Torah as an am, to hear their barim divrei Torah, to go to a shir, to not just sleep through Shabbos. We all need a little rest. But as I like to put it, the way I read the Oraganus was, there's one thing to go to sleep, and there's one thing to fall asleep in your sefer. Which one are you going to choose? How are you going to go to sleep on Shabbos? Are you going to fall asleep or are you going to go to sleep? And that choice is up to you. With this, we'll end. We should all have Yom Shekulo Shabbos, where the Kehillah should be Cholam Ba'achdus. We should all be Shnei Yudin side by side, not one on top of another. And it should be Yom Shekulo Shabbos, B'mehir B'yameinu. Amen. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Amen.